If you've ever felt a pang of something approaching guilt as you unloaded at the dump your collection of wires without appliances, almost working DVD players and mysteriously inert kettles, then you're a prime candidate to join the branch of hacker culture exemplified in the global growth of fix-it and repair cafes. This particular wave crashed here last weekend with Ireland's first repair cafe, held in Sandy Mount in Dublin, where visitors were invited to bring their damaged goods, have a coffee and a brownie, and watch and learn, and ideally get something fixed. I went along with a pair of broken headphones, there are an unimaginable amount of those at Culturefile Towers, in search of a dose of upcycling.
Christian Kortnorst, and so
Ed Kenny, TOG member.
So I just brought you a pair of headphones, and you fixed it. How often has that happened to you?
Not too often. This is the first event of the Fix-It Cafe. So we got invited along because we're part of a group in town that likes to tinker with technology, TOG, and we have a 200 square meter space with lots of tools and electronics lab and classroom. So we kind of do this on a weekly basis, just fixing things of our own members and friends and family and things like that.
So tell me about the format here today.
So the format here, there was different booths, so people would bring in their things and they could either go to the, if there was electronics related, then they would come to an electronics table, bicycles, woodwork, crafting, sewing, and that was, so anything really that you had at home, it's been broken in your booth or in your shed for the last 6 months and you just haven't sat down to actually fix it yourself.
Rather than throw it into a waste skip or throw it into somewhere that's going to get destroyed and cause problems, just fix it, you know.
So what was your favourite fix of today?
Well, I have fixed a lot of things. I haven't really fixed anything. So I haven't been rewarded with a bell ring. I'm frustrated, so I need the bell to ring to get something fixed.
I enjoyed the woodwork. There was, I think, six different chairs that people had broken, so we were able to put in dowels and screws and make them reusable again. So, kind of things that you would have done at home for yourself, and people bringing along their own stuff to get fixed.
You seem like you two have got the hardest desk here because all the electronics are designed not to be fixed, aren't they?
Yeah, it's the biggest issue, obviously, with the electronics is trying to get the parts on a day. Here we're in a hall with limited amount of tools, but there was one part that the guy could probably get on eBay probably eBay for 10 euro or 20 euro, and then I kind of showed him how it could go back together, so he's now going to try get one of his kids. And, you know, there's certain things where you can guide people in the right direction. And
a lot of it isn't just about making it fixed. I mean, I'm saying that now because I don't fix it. But it's more of a process of showing people how things are broken and how maybe you can debug it to work out maybe a possible solution. And that's in itself, it's more of a sort of an approach or a skill to pass on to people that you can have a go trying to fix it yourself, which is more important than actually fixing it, I think, really.
Yeah, I mean, the effort and the entertainment of working on it does seem to be part of the reward here, rather than necessarily walking away with the fixed thing.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, it's passing very much, like in TOG, we're very much about parting our knowledge onto other people and kind of telling other people on how this works or how, you know, take it apart. And even if you don't fix it, you've still taken it apart and seen, okay, this is connected to this and okay, the next thing that's similar to that, you might be able to, there isn't a limit to what you can then fix if you're willing to take something apart and break it, you know, from a childhood good. I've always taken things apart and always playing with things and see how does it work and how do you take it apart. And
don't always put it back together.
Yeah, exactly. And oh, okay, there's five screws left over. Where did they come from? You know, so it's, but they've always worked and, you know, or they haven't worked, you know, and from...
part of the hacker culture as well, of breaking things and deconstructing them and usually try and make other things out of them as well. So you take a lot of other broken parts and put them other parts to try and make something new. That's kind of the hacker approach, really, you know, culturally.
What do you think of the Lego Movie?
Haven't seen it. I want to see it, actually.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
No, I'm shocked.
Yeah. See you next time. I've got a whole load of stuff.
Claire Downey.
And what's your relationship with the cafe?
Well, I saw something about it online. They organised them in the Netherlands. That's where the idea came from originally. And I just thought it was a really neat idea. And we should try doing one in Ireland. And because I live in Sandy Mount, it was the handiest location for it. So it's the first one.
So tell me about the format here today.
So we have a reception table and a number of people with different skills in different repair areas, so electronics, mechanical repairs. I suppose we had volunteers in all different areas, and reception sends visitors to the different tables depending on what they have, and they get things fixed and they work with the repair people. That's really important. Part of the concept is that they learn how to repair things and what to look for, and they're not just leaving things here and running off. So it's really to encourage the whole repair at home thing as well.
So how did you get on?
Well, actually, I got a pair of headphones fixed, so pretty good, actually.
Fantastic. We've got to ring a bell.
The earphones are fixed, yeah.
Yes, wonderful.
Brilliant, thank you very much.
It was worth the wait.
Oh, it was definitely worth the wait.
Excellent.
Very nice people, too. So there's my form.
Brilliant.
Yes.
If we could get you to just feel there, just wait.
Voices from last Saturday's Repair Cafe in Sandy Mount in Dublin. And for information about future repair cafes, @SM Repair Cafe is the Twitter feed you need.